Spoiler alert, bitches.
Ice Bear would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
That shit was hard to realize after seeing him get Piccolo killed for a second time by Frieza.
Man, everybody freezing at that.
Damn. And then struggle with, what's that galactic Frieza Force member? Sangha?
Sangha, yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Dude, that was a nice little wrinkle, though.
I was expecting that, though.
Dude, if you gonna train with Frieza, and Frieza's supposed to be this strong, like, hey, Gohan, what the fuck?
Man.
At that point, I was like, man, bring Goten and Trunks back. At least they play fight. So they got some training.
At least they put up a fight.
You out there being a family man. Where do you get this attitude from being a family man? Your dad was never there. Where do you got that?
Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
Well, no, because...
Yeah, Chi-Chi.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was Chi-Chi.
Maybe the Ox King.
Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Alright. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Y'all have gotten used to this so far. Start the podcast, something weird and shit. I don't know. Fuck it. Well, then it already choked. This is the first true recording of 2016. Happening in March. We don't give a fuck. We've been busy.
Life.
Been busy. Shit. So one went off and got moved in, got married.
Well,
shoot, jobs, school, moves.
Well,
everybody here doing everything. We good now. Anywho, on this episode of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever, Dragon Ball Super.
Super.
Reactions. Yeah, sure. Talking about it. Rants. Raves.
Well, I like the intro. Outro songs, the theme songs, I like them.
Yeah, I don't really fuck them out.
I usually just click the button that I know the time, like,
yeah.
The time stamps.
I know,
about.
A minute 30.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know it's about a minute and 30 yeah. If I click right there.
Every anime has it, just a minute and 30 seconds, yeah. And I'm there.
And then I skip over the last part to see you in the next episode of Dragon Ball Super.
Shoot, but
I do miss that guy's voice, though.
Let me kind of go ahead and just say this right now. Thank you, Toriyama, for making everybody who went to go see Battle of Gods and Resurrection F feel like they wasted their money.
Yeah.
Damn,
because if that was going to happen, what was the point of us even...
There was a few little wrinkles that were different that were in the movie, but not enough.
I'll say Battle of Gods kind of was the same, yeah, but Resurrection F was Tonga, that changing him, and Ginyu coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
When Ginyu came back, I was like, oh shit, he's back and he's gonna get killed
again.
I've been training at all, I've been in the frog.
I liked how Piccolo got shot and killed. Doing what he always does, save and go.
You know what, should I do that rant right now? Because I don't think people have really thought about this. How many people have Gohan unintentionally killed?
Well, did he help Yamcha die?
I don't know.
No! All I know is he was face down in the dirt with his hair laying there.
Okay.
Well, he's killed Piccolo several times. We know that.
Three times, to be exact.
Yeah.
Piccolo, I'd start teaching Goten now. Because damn it, at least he fight for you.
Man.
Yeah. But now I'm sitting here thinking about this, like, damn, how many people has Gohan unintentionally killed? Let's see. He's unintentionally killed Goku.
Yeah.
Not necessarily his fault, but that's an unintentional kill because Raditz kidnapped him.
Yeah.
He unintentionally killed Piccolo because he didn't take out Nappa when he had the chance.
Nope.
That's the first of three Piccolo kills.
It's ironic, isn't it? After all my years of training to defeat your father,
I'd go out like this, trying to save you, his son.
Bigelow!
Gohan, you're the only real friend that I've ever had. I want to thank you.
Just hold on a little longer.
I still remember the first day I brought you here. You were small, helpless. You've changed so much since then. The harder things got, the more determined you became. The more dangers you faced, the stronger you grew as a warrior. I know I was hard on you, but it was for your own good. You're like the son I never had. I'm proud of you.
Please.
Goodbye, my friend.
No!
There's a trend going here. It's like he's helping out the villains.
Right!
Jeez, what size you on?
Like, hold on, Goku.
That's why Gohan's kill count is so high. Right there. He kills Piccolo every saga, every big saga.
Vegeta and Goku were sent to Earth to destroy, but Gohan seems to be doing a better job with that.
The half saying.
Let's see, movies. Now I don't remember anything from Turles or World's Strongest. We'll come back to the movies, because I know there's one there. Let's see, Frieza Saga. He unintentionally killed
Piccolo again.
Dende.
Oh, yeah.
He unintentionally killed Dende.
I wish he did it to Krillin, but...
That was Goku's unintentional kill. Let's see. I was about to say Piccolo, but no, that was Piccolo's self-sacrifice right there.
Yeah.
Let's see. He didn't do Vegeta. Nail wasn't Nail. So he didn't have any during the Frieza saga. Frieza,
Nick Sale, or Android?
Nah, he had none on Androids either.
He had none on Android, but damn it, he had a couple.
He almost had the entire Z Fighter.
Right, he had some near
16,
ones.
I guess.
16 died because of him.
Please, drop your restraints. Protect the life I loved. You have the strength. My scanners sensed it. Just let it go. Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Goku died because of him.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Trunks died because of him.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Vegeta almost died because of him, but then he kind of resurrected himself on that one.
Yeah.
let's see. Piccolo almost died. Tien almost died. Yamcha, the whole world almost died.
The whole world almost died because of Goku.
Same thing can be said about Bojack when they came. Because it took Goku coming back from the afterlife for like a split second to wake up Gohan.
Gohan could have got killed himself.
Right! Let's see. Videl, when Broly came back the second time.
But you fail to realize how hard it is for me to hear this. This being my favorite character from DBZ.
I'm with you, like shit. I'm with everything, like, you just have a
knack
for this
shit. But who's
to
blame? Is it Goku? Is it Chi-Chi? Is it Piccolo for always being there?
Well, hold on, no, because Piccolo put him in the line of danger with Nappa.
The first time, yeah.
And Gohan kind of made himself, he threw himself in the line of danger with Frieza.
Yeah.
Then the androids, he had to be on guard duty with Yamcha. Worst person to be on guard duty with.
Might as well kill yourself.
Who else? I said in Cell, Goku put him out there.
Yeah. So he wasn't, he's.
Hold on, man. We ain't dealt with the unintentional kill count here.
Yeah.
I was like, there's still some more.
About the Blue Saga.
Yeah. Piccolo again.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Goten.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Trump, because when he had that chance to kill Super Boo.
Oh.
Hold on. Not just that. You can also almost blame him for Supreme Kai's death. Almost his death. Because remember, he could have knocked out. Not only that, but he could have stopped Majin Buu's resurrection. Had he killed Deborah in the quick fashion that he could have done it here. Because remember, Vegeta got pissed off at him for that.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Oh, yeah.
And Vegeta's one to talk. Yeah. Allowing Cell to become born.
That all could have been avoided. Hold up this.
Hold on, but that's Vegeta learning his lesson. Like, hey, man. I don't know how strong this motherfucker is, but you could have killed this nigga. I took care of Pui Pui, no problem. Goku took out Yakan with his life. You sitting there struggling with Deborah all because you didn't train, but even then, you turned Super Saiyan 2 at the World Martial Arts Tournament. You almost got Videl killed there again.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Yes. Going back to the movie, side note.
Mm-hmm.
Hands, let's give a hand clap, Videl. Take it on Broly. Even though Gohan was nowhere to be found for some reason.
She should have died just
she
like...
Died.
She should have died. She
just
died.
Like okay, the woman from Superman. She got hit with a piano and survived.
Don't understand that. I mean...
So hold on, should I take Videl off the unintentional kill list?
Nah, she keep her there.
Okay, I was just gonna... Props.
Let's see, hold on.
She should have died.
Let me see, because I know there's some other ones out there. Let's see. Oh, the Earth.
The Earth.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
The Earth. Piccolo shows up 3 times in this count. Let's see. Yeah, 3 times in this count. Because I haven't even hit Super yet. Because he got Piccolo killed there.
Yeah.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Let's see. Yeah, that's so far his unintentional kill count right there.
Did somebody die during the Garlic Chamber?
That's what I was thinking, but I don't...
Mm-mm. And you also go back and look, that's the bulk of Gohan's kills, too.
What?
Garlic Juniors.
Yeah. And you gotta understand, 2 of the 3 people at this table right now, their favorite character is Gohan. This shit was hard for me to realize after seeing him get Piccolo killed for a second time by Frieza.
Man, by Frieza. Dude,
damn.
And then struggle with, what's that galactic Frieza Force member? Sangha?
Sangha, yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Dude, that was a nice little wrinkle, though.
It was. I was not expecting that, though.
Dude, if you're going to train with Frieza, and Frieza's supposed to be this strong, like, hey, Gohan, what the fuck?
Man.
At that point, I was like, man, bring Goten and Trunks back. At least they play fight. So they got some training.
At least they put up a fight.
You out there being a family man. Where do you get this attitude from being a family man? Your dad was never there. Where do you got that?
Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
Well, no, because...
Yeah, Chi-Chi.
Yeah, no, it was Chi-Chi.
Maybe the Ox King being there.
That's a year, because Ox King came by often.
He was dead.
Uh-huh. Oh, he stays over there all the time. Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to his wife?
Oh, that's a good story. Don't know.
Sure. Yeah, we at the point in Dragon Ball Super right now where Frost turns out to be evil.
Now I see that. But yeah,
I kind of saw it coming, but I was like, the way they went about it, I was like, yeah, that's unique. He's a mafia boss. He poses as being good, but he's actually... Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think Vegeta's going to tear him up.
Oh, you know Vegeta. Well...
Right, hold on now.
Because I saw Hit kind of started making his move, too. I was like, ooh, okay, so Hit's actually going to start showing off some power.
Which one's Hit?
The purple-looking guy who kind of looks like Cell without all the...
The android?
No. Not the big-ass machine. The purple-looking... guy. Hit or Heat, whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like Cell without all the pointy stuff.
Yeah, quiet dude.
Yeah. Because in the episode that's coming up, it showed him kind of showing off some powers next to Frost.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And he was talking to Frost, and all of a sudden, something just popped up behind him, and then Frost just kind of freaked the fuck out.
I'm sick. I'm open. I'm sorry about it.
Oh, the giant nipples?
Yeah, apparently, since he gave Beerus work, like, how powerful is this dude?
We gonna see.
His nipples used to go like crazy.
His name means super nipples.
Yep.
Manoka.
That's crazy.
And you be like, you shouldn't have asked that. Nah, you don't need to ask that. See, that kind of shows how strong he is right there, because Beavers kind of walked out with him when he was about to go to this tournament.
Yeah.
Walked out and said, yeah, this is the guy.
That's good.
I wonder how that conversation went after they fought.
Just Beavers just walk out there with you. Like, Whis went and got Goku and Vegeta right. and Piccolo.
Beavers got him.
He was like, nah, he gonna be right here waiting for y'all. He also said, I'm tired of the strongest people at any given time being the side character, being like the servant side character.
Oh,
man. Because I'm sorry, that's starting to eat away at me. First, Aurelie. Bring back Aurelie.
She's gone.
Bring her back. You brought back 17 so many fucking times. Bring back Aurelie.
Wait, which one's Aurelie?
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. Girl. Little girl.
She had like red hair and glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be a nice pair of
bags. Then, let's see, who else was it? Popo. At one point, he was the strongest, but he never fought.
Yeah, he was the strongest.
He was fighting Goten and Trunks, and they were Super Saiyan.
Taking them both on like it was nothing.
And now we got fucking Whis and Vados.
Yeah. What is Vados' name supposed to mean? Whis is like whiskey, Beerus is beer. What is
Vodka.
Oh, and then Champa is champagne.
All right. Wow. Wow. Beer, whiskey. Mm-hmm. Wow, stronger. Okay, that's clever. Mm-hmm. Whiskey's a stronger form of beer. Vodka's a stronger form of champagne.
The more you know, folks. Mm-hmm. Reading Rainbow.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I'm getting tired of that. Like, damn, Whis is the strongest character. Well, him and Beidos are the strongest characters.
Yeah, that you don't see.
But they're fucking servants.
Yeah. Stronger than their masters.
I mean, how would you feel if you saw it on fucking Facebook, those games, where it's like whatever Z Fighter or Dragon Ball Fighter is in your birth month, you're that character.
And it was Krillin. He was literally the worst person you could get.
Oh shit, that was out there?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
He's like September. Shit. I had Goku because he was July. And then
well, hold on, wait. And who was April?
I have to look it up. But all I know is
I'm sitting there thinking, like, if you got Whis, like, you're happy, you're the strongest, but at the same time, you're the servant. Like, how do you? Shit, I didn't even know that was actually circulating out there. I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Because I saw one with other anime characters on. I was like, shit, if you did one with Dragon Ball Z, whoever got Whis got a double-edged sword.
Turn back time, was it 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You got all that power, but you're serving. I'm like, man, come
on. Yeah, ain't that some shit. Right.
Like, come on, Dragon Ball, stop doing that.
Right, kill Beerus and let
don't kill Beerus now. And Beerus is needed to make Goku and Vegeta fuse. You know they're going back to
you're Beerus.
Oh, fuck, for real?
January is Bardock, February is Trunks, March is Broly. Oh,
wait, hold on, which Trunks?
Which Trunks?
Future.
Okay.
May is Gohan, June is Vegeta, July is Goku, August is Krillin, September is Whis, October is Kid Buu, November is Piccolo, and December is Frieza. Why would they put Krillin there?
What, in August?
Like, just in general. Yeah. He doesn't...
You know, think about it, though. August is the hottest month of the year.
Mm, yeah.
And grass does tend to die.
Dang.
Grass tends like shit does die in the heat of... In the heat of battle. Who dies first in that mm-hmm. out of that group?
Yamcha.
Wait, Yamcha was one of those?
No, he was not one of those.
Okay, well, in the heat of battle... Who dies first on that list?
Poor Krillin.
Mm. Dang. Well, you got super... Nah, you got aliens, pretty much.
His wife is a freaking android.
Yeah. I remember that episode. It's like, so how do androids have babies? It's like, she was wished to be a human.
He pretty much wished that a blow-up doll would become real.
Yeah. That's sick.
That's, what do you mean that's sick?
Oh, God.
Perfect size cup, perfect size twat, perfect oh, size God. Ass. How is that?
I can't with him. I can't.
How is that
Oh sick. My gosh. So let me tell me. Let's just say Android 21 was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And on this earth right now.
Is Android 21 a girl?
Yes.
Okay, speak.
He's a hurry injury.
She's an Android killing people and you somehow become attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
You get all seven Dragon Balls. You wish her to be human.
If I sense some mutual attraction,
hey. Oh my god!
Hey, hold on. I can say this. I got the strongest human being on my side.
You're sick.
Think about what Krillin got though. He got the strongest human being.
Oh yeah, she's yeah. That's true.
That's not mixed with any other race.
What's Tien then?
Tien's human.
Yeah, but he's not the strongest.
He's not the strongest.
He's what, the second.
He's either second or third because Krillin's up there.
See, let's see who's dead last.
Johnson? Nah, Hercule.
Oh, yeah.
Hercule?
Yeah, that's right.
Got lucky.
Yeah, that's true.
If you go up the Z Fighters.
Yamcha.
Yeah.
Because he just quit.
Poor Yamcha.
I mean, when Android 19 is beating your ass.
At least he quit at the right time. You know, he realized, I can't do this anymore. I should just keep playing baseball.
Yeah, should have kept doing that.
Tien stuck around too long.
I love how Chiaotzu got dismissed, and whenever Tien mentions this, and he's, oh, it was too tough for the little guy. I told him to stay home. he literally said that in one of the movies. Yeah. He said, I just didn't think it would be that good for him.
Oh, so he stayed back. Yeah. And every Dragon Ball Z game, Chiaotzu's signature move was
suicide.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you. He was a waste of a wish. He should just stay with Supreme Kai. King Kai.
Yeah, just trying.
Could have been like Bubbles.
Mm.
Or Gregory just flying around.
Oh, man.
Also, they did release the they released three of the next four episode titles for Dragon Ball Super.
Already?
Yeah. Oh, the episode title. Well, I mean, they showed you what the episode 35? Yeah. They showed you that one at the end of episode 34.
I didn't even see that.
Idiot.
I didn't. I used the bathroom.
Well, oh, sorry.
Idiot.
There's no pause, Bossy.
Oh, shit. But yeah.
So what are your dislikes with Super?
Well, outside of the whole Whis and Vados being servants.
Yeah. There's been a couple episodes where the drawing has been like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, terrible. And, like, at spots where you think it should be good.
The Goku Frieza fight.
Mm-hmm. And the Beerus fight. Mm-hmm. Which is weird to me since, I don't know, maybe they just redrew them. Since they already did the move. Like, I'm not going to do this twice. Get some other crappy drawers to go out there. But there are little kids that I know who can draw better than what was out there on those TV, on those episodes.
I think it could have something to do. Because there's the group that did the movie. Are they are they also doing the anime?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You sure?
That's the same design.
Well, okay. Think about it with Disney, because the movie with Disney stuff can be better drawn. The pizza is still on my tongue.
Eat it.
I did. The taste is still there. I'm still sucking on it.
Oh god. We don't want to. You know how that's gonna sound on the mic.
Yep. Right. No, I'm not going to do that. I ain't going to lick the mic.
Damn. I could have got him. This is hardwood floor.
Yeah, but you buy an electrical outlet.
No, I would have died. First death.
But, what was I saying? But, yeah, Disney, they have their animated movies, and then they go to TV, and all of a sudden they suck.
Oh, yeah.
The animation quality, that is.
Yeah, I think they have to have a bunch of different drawers because some of them were always awful.
Hey, that Frieza saga in Dragon Ball Super, absolutely no disrespect.
It was only certain episodes, though. It wasn't like the entire saga was awful.
It was boring.
Well, because you had already saw it.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
At least... I've noticed there isn't that much filler. Like, there's probably been two episodes of filler that I've noticed, and it's the one where they went to go, Bulma and Jocko went to go find that guy.
Nah, that wasn't filler.
You didn't think so?
No, because that's in the manga.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, that's not filler.
I like how Jocko has this like hidden crush on Bulma. Vegeta's like,
well, when you think about that,
Vegeta knows.
He says, "Don't do anything weird."
Yeah.
What the weird thing is, how old is he? Because he knew Bulma when she was a child.
Jack?
Yeah.
He has an age. He must be black. Black don't crack.
Oh, so what was he mixed with then? He's black and what else?
Maybe he's an alien, like Vegeta and Goku. They don't.
Well, Vegeta and Goku's mixed with black and. Same. Black and mild.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that's it's kind of creepy when you think about that. Because he knew Bulma since she was a little kid. Now he has to be way older than Bulma. Because Bulma, let's say she's probably like in her 40s now on Super.
Has to be in her 40s, yeah. How old is Vegeta, though?
Probably on the same age, a little older.
Probably a little older. Because he was a kid when Goku was a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what stuff from GT they're going to keep in GT. Like, I wonder, what's the girl's name?
Pan.
Not Pan, Trunks' other sister.
Bulma?
Yeah, I wonder if they're ever going to have her.
Yeah, she's real.
Oh.
She was in the last episode on Dragon Ball Z in that tournament.
Hmm.
And so was 18 and Krillin's daughter.
Yeah, Mary, I know she was real.
Yeah. But... GT, they had Bulma as, like, she got this her dad's attitude. But this one.
Give it time. Give it time.
She's a full-grown adult.
Give it time. Trunks got daddy's attitude only when he turned Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
By the way, those two, that's another gripe I got. Goten and Trunks have kind of been phased out.
They have, yeah.
Phased out completely.
I'm like, damn.
Nowhere to be found when Frieza showed up, but then that was also the same thing in the movie.
Yeah, why couldn't they fight? Like, they both go Super Saiyan.
Vegeta said all you would do was turn. Or why they can't be in the tournaments because all they would do was fuse and that's cheating or something like that.
So?
And they're kids, I guess. They can only fight for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
How long do they have to wait before they fuse again?
An hour.
Yeah, see? Yeah. They're not dependable.
Yeah.
And that one moment at the end of the Frieza saga in Super, where Trunks basically says what he would do if Frieza was to come back, and it turns out that's exactly what the future Trunks
is. It's funny. I saw a Reddit comment. It said it took them 35 or 25 years to make this joke or something like that.
Man. Well, the circumstances were right, so why not?
It was funny because everyone just looked down like Piccolo. Like,
what did I do?
I hope this is the last of Frieza.
Oh, it has to be.
I really hope so. He came back 3 times. This has to be it.
You know, this time he actually got killed.
4 times if you count the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
5 times if you count GT.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he died. Yeah.
Five times if you count GT.
Still came back, yeah.
Because in the movie, he came back in Fusion Reborn. And then again, 6 times, because he also came back in that movie that came out with Raging Blast 2.
Oh, was it Eradicate All Saiyans?
Yeah. Well, okay, I don't know. He didn't really come back, but his form came back.
Yeah.
I don't want to count that. That was just like an illusion, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's why I said, I forget it.
I wonder if he's going to put in Hatchiak, though, in the season.
So. I said he was destroyed in the middle of the battle, before the battle with Cell.
Hatchiak?
Yeah. Cause that was
before Cell?
Yeah, that was before Cell. Movie-wise, Cooler happened after Frieza. Okay. Both Cooler movies happened after Frieza. Then Hatchiak happened in between Cooler and Broly. Because Broly happened days before the Cell fight.
Oh.
And Hatchiak happened like months before Cell was even thought of.
Okay, wait. So, Broly happened after the Cell fight.
No, Broly happened before the Cell fight. Right before the Cell fight.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that's where Trunks went, Super Trunks, during that fight.
And Cell? Or?
No, against Broly. But he didn't go Super Trunks against Hatch yet.
Stupid.
That's just, no, I'm just saying that. That's how you can kind of figure it out a little bit. Okay. Just look at those little details. Because you can tell when Broly first came about, when Goku, Gohan, and Trunks all went Super Saiyan to fight him, Trunks' hair had the Super Trunks hair.
Was it Super Saiyan 2? Or just...
No. When he got real bulky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you don't see his pupils anymore, you see the white of his eyes.
Yeah.
That's steroids.
I remember my friend Marquez drew this picture of Big Trunks with no eyes. My mom seen that. She said, "What is this?" I said, "Oh, it's Dragon Ball." She said, "This is the devil." She took it, ripped it off.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah,
mom, we're going to have to fight.
Man, I got so heated, boy. This is the devil. Oh, she called Gengar the devil, too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Like, what Pokemon isn't the devil to those people?
I see.
Let's not start that rant.
I know. You get a little testy. What did your mom say? Pokemon, man?
It's been 20 fucking years.
She still calls it man?
Yes.
It's like they do it on purpose. Because my parents just do that, too. Like, there's an O there, though. And they're not Jamaican. So you say mon. There's no A there.
Like I said, I had Kayla battling my DS while I was just hollering out instructions on what to do. Go figure. I'm in here with my mom, my dad, my sister. I'm yelling out instructions to my girlfriend how to battle Pokemon. Yeah. My dad looks down at me and looks at the game and like, okay, motherfucker, as long as you keep your mouth shut, we cool. As long as you keep your mouth shut, we cool.
That's way worse things you could have been doing.
Right. Or I could have been yelling out, hey, Porn Stash 102. You want to move to the right and.
Tabs, all them tabs of porn we sent his laptop.
Well,
I had to delete some.
Before today.
Before we started.
He has someone who's like, you got some of your laptop new?
Right now?
Oh my god!
Let me see.
Lord, why did I even ask?
I have none up because I have to restart my browser.
That's good. That's good.
Let me check Google's Chrome.
Oh boy.
Oh wait, I got 16 up.
16?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say Jesus. You need him. Where's my Bible?
All extensions are here. Let me see.
Pick that demon out of you.
Memphis, no. Oh, that game's over with, okay. Anywho, back to Dragon Ball Super.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. What do you make of Beerus wanting to Super Dragon Balls?
He's up to something.
You believe he's up to something?
He wants to destroy all the planets.
Yeah.
That'll be too easy. Yeah. He can just do that by himself.
There'll be nothing left. Although he can't go into the other universe and start destroying everything.
Why not? Shampa came over into his universe.
Because they're all the
Dragon Balls. Yeah.
But you can only do it between like.
Oh yeah, equal.
Six
there's
and
13.
Yeah, so six and seven.
Equal 13.
Oh yeah.
So there's 13 universes, and so like 1 and 12 were 2 and 10.
Seven and six.
I mean, 1 and 13, not 1 and 12.
No, yeah, it's 1 and 12 because it equals 13.
That's right.
0 and 13, then.
2 and 11.
Yeah, I don't know. He may be up to something, maybe not. It's just the look that he had on his face.
Right, and Bulma just seemed to happen to catch that.
Yeah.
That was a creepy-ass look.
Huh?
That was a creepy-ass look, though.
It was. Like, he was really...
Like, dude, man.
Is he scared that Goku and Vegeta might be up to him,
well, no, or? He woke up for that fight. That's the whole reason he woke up, because he wanted to fight that Saiyan.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, the Saiyan is there, they just need to fuse. But they ain't going to fuse, like we said.
If it's Vegeta's pride.
Goku ain't just does it's Goku's pride, too.
Goku's pride, too.
They tried it once, they said, and no, it doesn't work. We told them they would be the strongest beings ever if they did it.
Yeah.
Or if they could just work together.
Yeah, two... God's Saiyans fused together. That's very powerful.
I believe I said this on the other Dragon Ball Z podcast we did, but Goku's pride has kind of gotten out of control too.
Yeah, he's cocky.
He's getting really cocky.
I'm like, geez.
What happens when people tell you you're good all the time?
Anyway, let's get back to you, Vegeta.
Yeah, what about me?
You are clearly an extraordinary fighter on your own, and yet, for whatever reason, you're always one step behind Goku, am I right?
Oh, you just had to bring that up, didn't you?
Do you know why your Goku's lesser?
Please teach me, a wise one.
You walk through life with a chip on your shoulder and your nerves wound too tight. This tension makes it hard for you to move and fight at your full potential. And so your first lesson is learning to relax. When there's a chance to rest, you must take it, like Goku does.
Whis is right. I do love me a good nap.
But you have problems, too.
What was that for? That was a total sucker punch!
Being too relaxed can also be a weakness. And don't even get me started on the issues with your overconfidence. No matter how strong you are physically, if you let your focus waver, you're set up to fail. I've noticed many times where you're so sure of yourself you let your guard down in battle.
He's got that one right.
Well, I still think it was a cheap shot.
I'm like, but damn, Vegeta's stronger than you now if you hadn't realized that.
Yeah, even though Vegeta can't go Super Saiyan 3, still.
They're both at Super Saiyan guy, Super Saiyan. Yeah, Vegeta's stronger.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because when Vegeta went Super Saiyan 4, he kind of had to cheat. And then he got the Super Saiyan God on his own. Goku had to cheat pretty much to get the Super Saiyan God. Mm-hmm. And he got the Super Saiyan 3 on his own. Funny how things happen, huh?
That's true. But I feel like one of them gonna fight Minoka, though.
Who? Goku or Vegeta?
Yeah, one of them gonna try to fight him.
Probably sparring. Because it gotta be, probably, nah, it'll probably be Goku.
It'll be Goku. Yeah. Because he tried to fight him before.
Punch him in the face.
Laying him a punch, yeah.
I thought Beerus was about to beat his ass right there, too.
Yeah.
Because that's different in the manga than it is in the anime. Because in the anime, Goku punches him. In the manga, Goku doesn't punch him.
Oh, really?
Because they meet him on that little cube on the way to the thing. That's where they meet him at. In the anime, they meet him on that planet. Yeah. On Beerus' planet. Yeah.
So what y'all think about Champa? Powerful? Not powerful?
I mean, he's got to be powerful if he's a god.
Yeah. It's just a goofy character.
Very goofy. Fat, too.
I just don't know what to make of his strength, though.
I don't know either. He's always goofing around. It's hard to even tell when he's serious or not.
Well, I mean, he's got to be something different than
Beerus.
Yeah. Shoot, side note. Is it Cable or Cable? Hmm? The Saiyan from Universe 7.
Oh.
I just thought about that on the way over here after work.
Might be Cable, I don't know. Man.
Dude? Doesn't he kind of resemble Tarble?
Yes.
And the fact that he was shocked that Goku transformed, like, bro, he might be that universe's Tarble.
Might be. Hope he's not the strongest Saiyan in that universe.
Look, Universe 6 has Broly. No, he's not the strongest Saiyan. He's not the strongest Saiyan. No. Shit. Universe 6 has Broly. They gotta have a Broly. He can't be that. No, he can't. He can't be their legendary Super Saiyan.
Who knows?
He can't be their legendary Super Saiyan.
But he may be able to go Super Saiyan, though.
When Goku transformed, he's like, I've never seen that before.
So maybe he got a different form.
Maybe. But hey, Frost's form looked extremely like Frieza's.
He sure did, but Frost only had two forms, though.
He went straight to his third form. Because he thought he would be able to trick Goku. Mm-hmm. Goku's like, nah, that's not the form I know, but okay. You want to fight me in that, I'll fight you in it too. Then he transformed. Why the fuck didn't Goku go Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan?
I think Super Saiyan was enough just to be though, for real. I think so. Either Super Saiyan or Super Saiyan 2. Because Frieza still struggled. Even when they first fought, Super Saiyan Goku versus Frieza.
Well, wait a minute. When they first fought, Frieza at 100% full power was stronger than Goku. He just used up Frieza's fatal fall with Goku and Vegeta. He used up too much of his power early.
Yeah.
And all Goku and Vegeta got to do is wait
it out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yeah, if Frieza had trained just enough, waited, he probably would be able to beat Goku and Vegeta.
if he'd have trained in that form.
Yeah. He just, what was it, 4 months? Mm-hmm. That's it? And he came straight to Earth and didn't even train in that form.
Hey, his revenge was strong.
Yeah, so he said that he's the strongest in the family.
Okay.
You don't know how strong King Cold is.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
He just got blue.
What form is King Cold?
King Cold is second. That's second.
Man,
second.
Just like what Freeza was.
Hold on, because Chilled was...
Hold on, yeah. Chilled was the same way like Cold. Freeza was the same way like Cold, too. The only one that's different was Cooler.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see Cooler's first form.
That... Oh, wait.
Cooler wasn't in his first form when he came.
Jeez. I forgot he did say I could transport one more time.
Yeah. So he was probably in his third or fourth form. All I'm saying is, like, Frieza and Chilled's forms look the same.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that that was either King Cold's first form or second form. Because Frieza's second form also looks a lot like King Cold.
Sure, dude. Yeah. Hmm. Wait, but wouldn't this make Frieza stronger than Cooler?
No.
Yeah. Think about it.
Golden Frieza?
Well, not Golden Frieza, just Frieza, like, 100%.
No.
Think about it, though. Cooler did not stand a chance against Goku when he turned Super Saiyan. If you said that Frieza at 100% was on par with or stronger than Super Saiyan Goku.
But what was Frieza at 100%'s weakness? As the battle wore on.
Yeah, got weaker.
And who said that Cooler in his final form couldn't beat Goku at Super Saiyan? They were going toe to toe. Cooler was holding off that Kamehameha wave. It wasn't until he finally realized where that Kamehameha wave was going.
That fucked him up.
Damn.
Yeah. And then when he came back as Metacooler, he walked all over him.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Yeah.
Not just Goku, but Vegeta too.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Frieza came back and got sliced up by Trunks.
That was embarrassing. Like, shit, he was on Earth for like 5 minutes tops.
Then sent to hell to bounce around in a little toy.
I like, how, cocoon. They changed, I like that, how they changed his hell, though.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Because in Dragon Ball Z, now he was down there in the home for the infinite losers.
I wonder what Broly's hell would be like.
Oh,
there
yeah,
is no such thing. He lives it.
You got, who all is in hell? You got Cell, Android 17, Giru, Jiro.
Oh, okay.
Broly, Kid Buu.
Oh.
You spit out the bat, Kid Buu.
Oh, that's right.
And plus, I don't know if Super's gonna follow up on it, but
they talk about Oob.
Yeah.
Yes, we did, didn't they?
Because they said, well, because they was trying to get Majin Buu on the team. Then they're like, oh, let's get Gohan. And then, oh, I have to go study.
He went to go ask Piccolo to train him.
Yeah.
And it's like the strongest fighter on the earth, not named Goku or Vegeta in Super, bows out because he has a meeting. Never mind the fact that your whole entire earth could be transferred over to another universe.
Right.
And destroyed at that. Mm-hmm. But, okay.
I guess a meeting's important.
Look, your father-in-law has buku money and has a lot of pull over everybody on Earth that's not a fighter. You're fine.
Oh, man. Well, who do you think is going to win between Vegeta and Frost?
Vegeta.
Think Vegeta's gonna go all the way to God form?
But Vegeta, no, he's not going to God form.
Okay.
Vegeta let Frost know that that his voice is irritating and he hates it. And you know he's thinking of Frieza the entire way through.
Yeah. So this is like a revenge kill for him.
And no, that's the only thing though, is like who's gonna be the one that gets to destroy Frost? Because Shoppa wanted to destroy Frost.
True.
Vegeta wants to destroy Frost. In the preview, Hit was having a issue with Frost. And Beerus and Shampa started fighting in the preview as well. So I don't know who gets to destroy Frost. We'll have to see you on March, what is this, 14th? Mm-hmm. March 14th. And then it will be what? Vegeta and Super Nipples versus Cabe or Cable, whichever one he is, Heat and Hit, and that big ass machine.
Yeah.
Who is yet to move.
Is yet to move.
By the way, Winnie the Pooh was a big disappointment.
Oh, dude. I'm like, all that for nothing. I was getting excited for another villain. I was like, okay, this is going to be cool. But then I was like, what's Goku doing? He's literally lifting him off his feet and just put him in the
ground.
Like, what?
Dragged him down.
Come on. Really?
Is that you?
Yep.
That's what you mean. You got your alarm going off at 1:30.
Practice. And study. I got an exam when I get back.
Oh, okay. So let's see, we got
let's compare. Well, we can't really compare. We don't know Whis's sister's power yet.
Probably the same as his.
Probably pretty much the same, but who would be stronger though?
They're both equal.
Somebody's got to be stronger.
No, they're both equal.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to be stronger.
No, you don't.
Somebody's got to be stronger.
Okay. You keep that mindset in hand. I'm saying they're both equal. They both train gods. You don't know their power until the gods fight, and whoever one of the gods win, then okay, maybe we can judge then. But even then, Shampa already showed you some character flaws that could affect his fighting style.
Side note, I've been thinking about this. Who went between the fight between Super Boo and Broly?
Broly.
Yeah, why would you put that up there?
Really? You think Broly?
Broly.
Really?
Well, let's hear your reason why you think he...
Because Boo has all of these tricks under his sleeve. Maybe he can absorb Broly.
Maybe. Broly ain't fucking around.
Broly eating good tonight. Jackpot, motherfucker. Put that shit back.
That just pissed his pants.
Instead, he be looking at Super Boo like, jackpot, nigga. Give me your power. Put your pink back. I'm fucking good tonight. Motherfucker, I got spiky head.
I wanted Toriyama. Saga of just Broly, not a movie though.
Nah, I can't.
I wanted to see the build up what Broly was gonna do.
They showed you the build up.
He was a kid who was annoyed by Goku's crying. That's how he got who he is.
I wanted more out of that. I know I'm asking for a lot, but I wanted more.
Okay, go back and rewatch Pegasus explain Broly's upbringing and how he came to create that thing to control Broly for all that time. And there you go. I wonder if this microphone's gonna pick up this furnace too. I just thought about that.
Looks like that.
Well, let me see. Is it picking it? Nah, if it does, it does. People can hear over it because we're closest to the mic. That's what I need to do. I need to put a door right there.
Yeah, wouldn't be too bad.
Because I just thought about that carbon monoxide that could possibly come out of there. Nah, nigga.
Oh, we're gonna die.
Maybe. So any other thoughts on Dragon Ball Super? This is what I think this is the second Dragon Ball episode we've done.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, we getting to you.
Such a great show. Such a great show.
We gonna get to you, man.
I'm gonna rewatch that just because it's just that great. I put that on par with Rurouni Kenshin, Yu Yu Hakusho, DBZ. It was just that good.
I say Full Metal Alchemist probably pound for pound, episode for episode, the best anime ever.
I ain't gonna say
episode for episode?
I ain't gonna say it.
Okay, you ain't got to. I'm saying it. Shit. Episode for episode, that Death Note maybe, maybe.
Yeah, those two.
I don't know. Rowan Kenshin, man, it was just a great show.
See, I never watched it, so.
But Tosai the Manslayer.
Who was that one guy with the wraps on his face?
Yeah, I forget. Yeah. He's the one he has to fight.
He was a badass, man. The only samurai that can control fire, which is crazy.
On Netflix, man.
Yeah, 90% of his body was just burned during a samurai war. And he survived. It's pretty bad.
Let me check and see what cannon I'm putting the heat on. I just thought about that.
80? 75.
You on 80?
Was on 80? 72.
Oh.
All the windows in this house are new. You don't need it on 72. Put that bitch on 68. Look, you need a warm up? Bring your ass out here and put it next to that furnace. You'll be good.
Yeah, mom always told me, then put more clothes on if you're cold.
Right, I hate that. Yeah. What if I want to walk around butt naked?
Well, now you have the option.
Oh, yes, I do.
Speaking of which.
We're good, man. We're good.
Where are my plastic covers I said I would bring over here?
Purchase some, too.
Man, what's this brown thing on the couch?
No!
I had a little accident.
What?
That'll be the skin of my dick.
Okay. Yeah, let's start the Bubble Guppy theme song. So I'm just gonna go pee or something.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Too graphic?
That's a problem. Dude, your dick is leaving a mark on the cat. That's a problem.
You sure that's a problem?
I'm not even gonna talk about this.
The skin of my. Should we anything else for the Dragon Ball Super podcast? As we.
No, I'm looking forward to the next one. So, I am. I can't wait for this fight from Vegeta. Get to see him in action. I'm getting tired of Goku fighting.
Why are you dying? Goku?
No, I'm gaining this hatred for Goku like I do Superman.
Because Goku is Superman.
Yeah, that's probably why I hate him. Yeah.
So
Superman gonna die one day.
He did. Doomsday.
Everybody's trying to deny it.
I hate that. I had a whole argument with my one friend. Dude, that comic was not real. Dude,
yes, it was. It's the number one selling comic of all time.
Yes, I kept explaining it to him. I'm like, dude, Superman did die. He said, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. I'm like, you know what? I'm not about to go back and forth with you. He's one of those diehard fans who would just.
Are you a diehard Superman fan?
Yeah. In denial. Yeah.
Look, man, I like Superman, but I ain't going to be no diehard for that motherfucker. I'll say this much though. At least the superhero, Batman.
He's. Never mind.
He ain't no superhero. He is not a superhero.
He's a superhuman.
You know what?
He ain't even a superhero. He's an orphan who has too much time on his hand and too much money.
It goes deeper than that.
He's an orphan who has too much time and money on his hand.
I was reading this book. I don't know why. But I was reading this book called Batman and Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it right there. Batman killed Joker. So many lives could be saved. So many lives.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
An orphan who has too much time and money on his hand and just wants to play God. Versus Superman. A creature that could be God on his planet. But chooses to bask in all the glory of the people that he wants to save. Mm-hmm. Which then begs the question, is Joker and Lex Luthor really the villains?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Joker's killing all these people.
Did you not just say if Batman would just kill Joker, everything will stop?
True, yeah, but Joker's the one killing all these people, though. Nobody's telling Joker to kill
him. If Batman kills Joker, does it not stop?
It will stop.
Okay.
But then you got the other villains, though, that might come up and kill him.
If Batman kills Joker, he sends a message. He took out the most insane, the most prolific, and the most diabolical villain outside of Ra's al Ghul. And plus, he ain't gonna kill Ra, so ain't no point. But get rid of Joker, the rest will follow. Because if you take out Joker, you got Poison Ivy, you got Harley Quinn, you got Penguin. Freeze will kill himself.
By not just killing him, he's letting more people.
What? Freeze will kill himself.
Yeah, Freeze will kill himself. Let that happen.
Dang, having a Freezer.
He's depressed.
Why? His wife, man. He can't find a cure.
Meanwhile, Superman is like, dude, just go ahead and be the villain that you're meant to be.
Superman?
Mm-hmm. Which I think that's what the Batman... I'm not going to go watch that movie. I'm sorry.
Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
I'm debating about it. I don't know
if I'm going to see it. Realistically speaking here, if you really want to talk about Batman vs. Superman and they're both going to fight, how the hell did Superman not win that fight easily?
Because it wouldn't be a movie if he won easily.
So, I'm not watching. I'll go watch Civil War. That Iron Man versus Captain America.
I think Spider-Man's supposed to be in that.
And that one was kind of weird. I was like, how the fuck?
Spider-Man's going to be in that?
Yeah.
What? What does Spider-Man got to do with this?
Marvel. Marvel. I don't give a fuck. I want to see it. That's a fight I can see. Superman versus Batman? Hell no. You're deluding yourself if you try to tell me how Batman can beat Superman.
One way he can.
Well, you have to get Kryptonite. Okay.
Kryptonite was okay, a cool. Faraway planet.
Okay, cool. Beat Superman there, though. I'll wait. Saving Grace, though, Wonder Woman is going to be in this movie, too. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. Who's playing Wonder Woman?
I have no idea, but Wonder Woman is going to be in the damn movie, so.
So Wonder Woman's going to be in there. Wow.
You got the best female hero.
The only one.
Heroine ever. Along with the best superhero and the best vigilante ever.
He really is.
Yeah. I miss that old Spider-Man.
What old Spider-Man? That's another, actually, hold on, we're going to hold off on that because that's another episode for another day. Because I think about topics, so. Hold on, let me close out this episode before I speak. Anywho,
yeah, we did. We went over, did we?
we at 56 minutes right now. Well, at least on speaking time after edit, so it'll probably be over an hour. But yeah, this has been the Dragon Ball Super episode of Dragon of Alvaro.
So you guys still sucking on that pizza?
Yep, and it's sucking real good. Ah. This has been Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast. Check us out on our YouTube page, CSYW. We only have 2 videos up right now, but trust me, there will be more. Be on the lookout for a Facebook page possibly happening. I don't know. Have to see if Miss One Aja Berry would be interested in running that one. Boy, that's going to be hard to say.
Berry.
Right, I'm so used to Murray. Shit. Congratulations, Aja. I'm going to beat your ass next time I see you, though.
Didn't tell nobody.
I mean, hey, like, if y'all actually going to have the wedding reception, cool, let me be invited to that. But damn, you could at least let me know, hey, this is the day it's happening. Like, okay, cool. All the shit we done been through. Motherfucker.
Wow.
Okay.
She ain't going to take it too personally. But anyway, this has been Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast for another episode. Sign off, motherfuckers.
I'll do it for you. Goodbye, folks.
There you go. I like that. It's
terrible.
I'm going to do Keenan. Peace, love, and was it chicken grease?
Chicken grease.
Yep.
Well, I guess I'm going to do me. Fuck y'all.
Oh, God.
Guaranteed. Nothing but vulgar language. Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty. Yeah. Hey, Yeah.